The time foreordained unto the peoples and kindreds of the earth is now come. The promises of God, as recorded in the Holy Scriptures, have all been fulfilled. Out of Zion hath gone forth the law of God, and Jerusalem, and the hills and land thereof, are filled with the glory of his revelation. Happy is the man that pondereth in his heart that which hath been revealed in the books of God, the help in peril, the self-subsisting. Meditate upon this, O ye beloved of God, and let your ears be attentive unto his word, so that ye may, by his grace and mercy, drink your fill from the crystal waters of constancy, and become as steadfast and immovable as the mountain in his cause. Verily I say, this is the day in which mankind can behold the face and hear the voice of the Promised One. The call of God hath been raised, and the light of his countenance hath been lifted up upon men. It behoveth every man to blot out the trace of every idle word from the tablet of his heart, and to gaze with an open and unbiased mind on the signs of his revelation, the proofs of his mission, and the tokens of his glory. Great indeed is this day. The allusions made to it in all the sacred scriptures as the day of God attest its greatness. The soul of every prophet of God, of every divine messenger, hath thirsted for this wondrous day. All the divers kindreds of the earth have, likewise, yearned to attain it. No sooner, however, had the day star of his revelation manifested itself in the heaven of God's will, than all, except those whom the Almighty was pleased to guide, were found dumbfounded and heedless. O thou that hast remembered me, the most grievous veil hath shut out the peoples of the earth from his glory, and hindered them from hearkening to his call. God grant that the light of unity may envelop the whole earth, and that the seal, the kingdom is God's, may be stamped upon the brow of all its people.